This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry assures that plans are still in place to phase out all-age and junior high schools. Ambassador Stephen Vassiani elected to chair OAS Committee on Juridical and Political Affairs, and Jamaica lauded for high involvement of youth in agriculture. The details after the break. Stay with us.
The Minister of Education has developed specific guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At the grades 1 to 3 level, our directive is that one supplementary book should be purchased at each grade, and this can be a reader, something that will assist the student in gaining additional information as they go through the integrated curriculum. At the grade 4 to 6 level, the recommendation is that parents purchase the GSAT workbooks for four areas: language arts, mathematics, science, social studies. This, of course, would be adequate with the books that the ministry will be providing at the primary level. At the grade 7 to 9 level, we ask parents to purchase the literature books because these are not provided by the ministry on the loan scheme. If there are students with specific learning needs, where the schools need to look at additional material that will meet those needs, we ask to include these on the book list, but these have to be approved by our education officers.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
Now the news. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Elaine Foster-Allen, has reiterated the ministry's plan to phase out all-age and junior high schools in the medium to long term. This as part of a thrust to ensure that all high school-age students get a five-year high school education experience rather than the interrupted three-year experience provided at all-age and junior high schools.
The idea, parents, is that over time we will close the secondary part of the all-age schools, and we will convert some of those schools to high schools while we're building out other provisions and other spaces for all our children.
Mrs. Foster-Allen notes that the ministry has begun taking steps to achieve this goal, with the majority of the approximately 40,000 students who sat the recent Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, being placed in high schools. China Harbor Engineering Company Limited, CHEC, has awarded five-year scholarships to five Jamaican students to study in China. The students will begin studies at Hohai University come September and will be pursuing degrees in harbor, coastal, and offshore engineering. Regional Director for CHEC, Tang Zhongdong, who made the announcement at the opening of the Mount Rosa Bypass recently, said the scholarship awards is testament to CHEC's continued commitment and confidence in Jamaica. The company will be responsible for supporting the students' tuition and living expenses for the 5 years of study, the first year of which will be spent learning the Chinese language. Mr. Zhongdong says after completing their degrees, the students will be able to contribute to the development of Jamaica. In the meantime, the CHEC Regional Director says the company is pleased with the support received for the North-South Highway project. The $600 million US dollar project is being done through a public-private partnership agreement between the Jamaican government and CHEC. Jamaica's ambassador to the United States, Stephen Vassiani, was recently elected to chair the Organization of American States OAS Committee on Juridical and Political Affairs. The committee is responsible for monitoring reports from various OAS bodies, including the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, Inter-American Court for Human Rights, and the Inter-American Juridical Committee. It is also responsible for guiding and assessing the work of the OAS on matters such as promoting international law, including international humanitarian law, human rights education, and strengthening public sector management, among other things. Ambassador Vassiani was elected as chairman for 1 year by acclamation of the Permanent Council on the nomination of Colombia and Honduras. He was principal of the Norman Manley Law School in Jamaica and a UWI professor of international law prior to taking up his current positions. And Canadian Senator Don Meredith has lauded Jamaican youth for their involvement in agriculture. He notes that the thrust to get more young people involved in agricultural production coincides with plans to increase the number of Jamaicans employed on the farm work program in Canada.
Canada imports over 6,000 farmers from here on a yearly basis to work in our sector, and that will just continue to grow. So let's continue to train up our young farmers.
Senator Meredith, who was born in Jamaica, was a guest at the recent Denby Agricultural Industrial and Food Show. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.